speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Wednesday, March the 27th, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. We lost some important battles in the fight for liberty yesterday. We're going to talk about what happened with that, but of course there's some good news as well. You know, that's to paraphrase Lord of the Rings, the quest stands on the edge of a knife. Always has, always will. You can't straddle these issues. There comes a time for every man and nation for the good or evil to decide. You can't sit on this knife. You're going to have to come down on one side or the other. And this is a fight that has always gone on. It will always go on. The price of liberty is eternal vigilance. So I want you to stick with me today because I'm going to talk about some very important life or death issues that come down to your family, to your home. Yes, there is the overriding situation that's going on in Washington, the politics and the censorship that is going on. And that was a part of it, a big part of it. As we saw in European Union, Article 13 passed, criminalizing a lot of free speech in the name of copyright. Because, you know, if a corporation wants something or they own something, they have the right. Their rights triumph us, right? And it's what we're hearing with the social media stuff. Hey, Google and Facebook and Twitter, all these different companies, they own the internet. So we just need to shut up. And now they are enforcing more rights of ownership. Because as they take these copyright rules and extend them years, decades, multiple lifetimes past the point in time where a person has created it, they are using that to pass that along to shut down speech. That is the way that this is going to be used. It'll be their justification, their next justification. They've used, oh, it's hate speech, it's false, and now they've got another justification they're going to use. It's copyrighted. So shut up. You can't show that. I made a comment, but I've now copyrighted that comment, so you can't show that. And I'm censoring that. I'm asserting my copyright claim. And these are the people who own everything, who intend to own everything. As we've seen the consolidation of media companies, as we've seen the consolidation of companies that essentially are asserting ownership of the internet, they will own everything. They will own the cities. Google has already created Sidewalk Labs as their template. Smart cities. That was the design of world government coming out of the United Nations. They want to make sure they can use these technocratic means to have a technocratic elite, a corporate elite that will own everything. And we have to understand, just because it's a corporation, reason, libertarians, conservatives, doesn't mean that they get to own everything and assert ownership over everything. We have rights as well, and we're going to assert those as well. Yes, I agree that people's work should be protected for copyright. If you don't have copyright, then people lose the incentive to produce. And so it is essential. But if you're going to continue to extend that copyright past the person's lifetime, as a matter of fact, multiple lifetimes past that person's lifetime, then it becomes just a instrument of monopoly profits and now speech control. So we're going to be talking about that as there is now the European Union, very little noticed, just passed a regulation to enforce mandatory speed limits throughout all the European Union highways. Now, that's another thing for people to think about in the UK as they think about Brexit. But it's too late, folks, because your government minders in the UK are going to bring in that same method of enforcement even if you get out of the European Union. So, folks, it's time to stock up on the yellow vests because you're going to need them. You're going to need them. Oh, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Wednesday, March 27, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. We have a lot of news about liberty. We had massive moves in the European Union, as I said at the top of the hour. Not only did they push through a copyright law, Article 13, that many of us believe is going to be used for another justification for censorship, more ownership by a handful, two or three, is what it's going to wind up being. We see more consolidation of the media companies all the time. We just had Fox and Disney consolidate. And they're now going to use copyright as another way that they can shut people down, shut down free speech as a pretense. And, of course, you know, we got to just sit down and bow down because these people own us. Your speech is now owned by corporations. The Internet is now owned by corporations. And who owns those corporations? Who tells them what to do? This is the fascism that we're now seeing because it's the governments that are demanding that these corporations, in order to make money, in order to be given their monopolistic status, that they do what the government wants them to do, shut down their political opponents. Very dangerous. And yet at the same time, where this really, where the rubber meets the road, folks, is also in the cities, the way that they're going to be controlling our lives in the cities, the way they're going to be controlling our very movement. As I've said before, I'm very transphobic. I'm very fearful for the state of transportation. I think that they are going to shut that down very quickly as well. As a matter of fact, the European Union also put through a rule, as I mentioned at the top of the hour, to enforce speed limits, to put devices in every car that will look at your geospatial location and enforce a speed limit on you. Or if maybe you don't have that, it'll also look at any speed signs that are put up. So it'll have visual recognition of speed signs that are put up as well as a geolocation map. So they will geofence the speed at which you can move. And then they look at this and say, well, we're cutting out all fuel and we've kind of funded our road system based on fuel. So what do we do with that? Well, we're going to impose taxes by the mile. We're going to impose toll roads everywhere. And this is throughout the European Union. But don't worry, it's coming here to the United States as well. Just as we see in China, the hell that they have enacted on anybody that the government doesn't like there. They don't like your free speech. They turn your life into an absolute hell. You cannot move one step if they don't like what you do. That's why I said yesterday, this whole thing about fentanyl, it really is a third opium war. China can, if they want to, shut that down. I don't want to live in a society like the one that China has created. They have created a prison for their people. But make no mistake about it, when you have a government like President Xi's government that knows everything about you, including whether or not you posted a meme of Winnie the Pooh making fun of him, oh, he was very sensitive about that. So how do you think they're going to apply that? Do you think they'll say, well, I think you violated Disney's copyright, so you can't parody President Xi? But then they'll also take recriminations against you for doing that as well. And they have been doing that. So you want to tell me that in a society like that, they don't know where the fentanyl is being manufactured? Everything that is manufactured in China has a partner in the Communist Party, or it doesn't get made. And the Communist Party there has been, you want to talk about pure fascism. They work so closely with these corporations. It truly is the model of the future. That's why the globalists have transferred so much of our industry and so much financial clout to China, because they know that anybody that does business there is going to have to work with the government. That is the model. You know, that kind of browbeat. You're not going to move a step unless you toe the line, the party line. And that has been in place from the very beginning for anybody who wants to do business in China. So these people whose entire business model, we talk about the China price. Economists have laid that out over the years. It's that the China price includes many things. It includes currency manipulation. It includes unfair, unequal tariffs. Those are the more obvious things. It also includes piracy, blatant piracy, known piracy. They demand to have ownership in your company if you're going to produce something there. So you're not going to sell cars there, for example, if you're GM. You're not going to sell cars there, GM, unless certain Communist Party members are stockholders or on the board of directors or whatever. They're going to profit from this financially. And then you find out, which this really happened with GM. They came up with a new design of a car that was a small, fuel efficient for the Chinese marketplace. And about 2 months before they released their car, there was another Chinese car over here that was exactly identical to it. Piracy. And of course, slave labor. All these different aspects, because it is a Chinese communist government that is operating in a fascist mode. See, fascism and communism are not polar opposites. It's just a shade of gradation between how much of the company is owned and how the operation is carried out. And if it's partly owned, and if you have private individuals who really know how to run this company, you allow them to continue to run the company, you participate in the profits, you direct them for political purposes to become your surveillance agents or your control agents or whatever, then you have essentially fascism. If you go in and just completely take over the company and you run these guys out, take the guys who are running the company, you line them up against a brick wall and shoot them in the head and throw them in a ditch, that's the Stalinist communist model. And Adolf Hitler said, he's stupid. We're going to leave those guys in. We'll have them manufacture the bombs, the missiles, the poisons for us, the poison gas, and we'll leave them in there till the very end, and then I'll take them out if they don't want to work with me. He called himself a socialist. Stalin called himself a socialist. Hitler was a bit more methodical, a bit more dangerous about that. He was more like President Xi. But folks, when we look at the debates that are happening in this country, I'm going to get into what's going on with measles. We've got a New York county that has declared that you cannot have anybody younger than 18 in public anywhere now for a 30-day ban. They have put a ban on anyone under 18 who hasn't had the MMR vaccine. How are they going to determine that? Don't worry. We're getting there. We're getting to the Chinese model. And at the same time that's happening, we have a cancer cluster at an elementary school in California. And the parents have, they were being paid to put this cell phone antenna up at the elementary school. And the parents are saying, wait a minute, these kids are getting a particular type of cancer and they're getting it at a much higher rate than we've seen anywhere else. We want that thing down. And we're going to talk about how these two things are not different. They are exactly the same in principle. So that's coming up. But before we get to that, let's go back to this fight. This is an issue on which, and again, I said I put up a small channel. I have not put it up. I have not advertised my YouTube channel. Just put it up as an experiment, because I know that if I put it out on Twitter, there'll be some trolls that will report it to YouTube and they'll take it down immediately. So I put it up as an experiment, posting the videos, which, by the way, you can see at Infowars.com/David Knight Show. You can see all the videos there. That's typically where people see it. We also post up on, we got a channel on BitChute. We got a channel on Brighteon. And now I've got a channel that I've been putting the stuff up on YouTube. I've already gotten one strike. After 3 days, I got one strike. 3 days and 50 subscribers. Big channel here. In about 7 months, I'd gotten up to 60,000 subscribers on YouTube before they pulled the plug on me. But I got a strike. And that strike was because I talked about Islam and I talked about Judge Jeanine. And I'm going to do that again when we come back. And I'm going to tell you how she was right, quite frankly. You want to ask a question? Islam tolerant? Only a fool would ask that question. Unless it's a rhetorical question. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning. By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I was saying, I set up a test channel on YouTube. And I can tell you, as a result of the test, that YouTube is incompatible with free speech. Absolutely incompatible. Intolerant of free speech. And I can also tell you that Islam is incompatible and intolerant with free speech. And that was what Judge Jeanine was censored by Fox News for saying. She questioned whether Ilhan Omar, who wears a hijab, whether or not she would be tolerant, whether or not she would be loyal to the principles that this country was established upon, which is tolerance of religious diversity and protection of the free expression of religion. Now, I want to play for you a situation that just happened in Pennsylvania. This was the General Assembly that was beginning in Pennsylvania. They had this woman who is the first female Muslim lawmaker in the General Assembly of Pennsylvania. And she accused a Republican colleague of being Islamophobic after she opened a legislative session with a Christian prayer. I'm going to play this Christian prayer for you. And two things. See if you can tolerate this. And then see if there is anything in here that exhibits hatred for Islam. Or is the hatred and the intolerance on the side of Islam? Here's that prayer.
Representative Borowitz.
Thank you, Speaker. Let's pray. Jesus, I thank you for this privilege, Lord, of letting me pray, God, that I, Jesus, am your ambassador here today, standing here representing you, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the great I am, the one who's coming back again, the one who came, died, and rose again on the third day. And I'm so privileged to stand here today. So thank you for this honor, Jesus. God, for those that came before us, like George Washington and Valley Forge and Abraham Lincoln, who sought after you in Gettysburg, Jesus, and the founding fathers in Independence Hall, Jesus, that sought after you and fasted and prayed for this nation to be founded on your principles and your words and your truths. God, forgive us. Jesus, we've lost sight of you. We've forgotten you, God, in our country. And we're asking you to forgive us, Jesus, that your promise and your word says that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, that you'll heal our land. Jesus, you are our only hope. God, I pray for our leader, Speaker Terzai, Leader Cutler, Governor Wolf, President Trump. Lord, thank you that he stands beside Israel unequivocally, Lord. Thank you that Jesus, that we're blessed because we stand by Israel, and we ask for the peace of Jerusalem as your word says, God. We ask that we not be overcome by evil and that we overcome evil with good in this land once again. I claim all these things in the powerful, mighty name of Jesus, the one who, at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess, Jesus, that you are Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, now if you're watching that, I'm going to pull back and I'm going to show you a couple of clips. First, you can see, here, show this still, no, it's clip number one. Look at these two guys on the side of her. They're very uncomfortable, very uncomfortable. The one guy's like looking up like, whoa. And both of them actually are. And then the next one, where it seems like somebody in the audience said something, because they both looked up at the same time. Go to clip number two, where they look up. I think somebody objected. And then you have the next clip. Go to clip number three. This guy standing behind her, then moves forward, puts his arm on her like, stop, that's enough, too much, can't keep talking. And afterwards, you had this woman, the first female Muslim lawmaker, was sworn into office after the prayer. Her name is Movita Johnson Harrell. She will be the new star of the Democrat Party, I predict. She'll be joining the sisterhood of the traveling burkas. And you'll hear more about her, I'm sure, because she said the prayer was highly offensive to me and my guests and other members of the House. Well, here's the problem with that. We have recognize in the United States that we have the freedom to exercise, the free exercise of religion. They don't want freedom exercised. And let me tell you something. Freedom that is not exercised is freedom surrendered. And we will not surrender our freedoms. We will not surrender our nation, our culture, to an intolerant religion, to an intolerant culture that is trying to colonize us, used by this demagoguery in the Democrat Party as a means to divide and conquer this country. We will not stand for that. And go ahead and take me down, Google, because I'm not going to shut up about this. Let me tell you something. When we talk about religious tolerance, that means that you tolerate things that you don't agree with. You don't agree that Jesus is Lord? Well, then you still need to tolerate that in this society, because we're going to make sure that that happens here. This is not an Islamic state. We're not going to surrender to Sharia law, no matter how many times Ilhan Omar and her sisterhood of the traveling burqa tells us that we have to, or Nancy Pelosi for that matter. See, they have the right to freely exercise their religion by wearing a burqa wherever they want. That's an exercise of their religion. But they won't tolerate other people. You know, the way we exercise our religion is by what we say and what we do as well. And it is not establishing a religion to exercise and to speak about your religion. Let me tell you what real establishment is. We had the Bill of Rights in 1789 that was passed, the First Amendment, talking about the free exercise of religion, saying that the government would not establish a religion. Why? Because the founders of this country had come here for the most part. There were some people who came here for economic reasons, for economic freedom, for success. Others came here to escape religious persecution. They were tired of living in a country that was where the government was Catholic and they were Protestant, they were punished for that. Or where the government was Protestant and they were Catholic and they were punished for that. So you had people setting up Maryland that was going to be all Catholic. And you had other people that would set up Rhode Island that was Baptist, or the New England states that were Congregationalist. And when they created a central government, they were very afraid that the central government was going to pick one of those religions and ram it down everybody else's throat. And so they said, you will not establish a religion. Now, what did establishment mean? Did it mean that you acknowledge the name of Jesus as Lord? They all acknowledged the name of Jesus as Lord at that time. No, it wasn't about that. What it was about was requiring people to pay money to a particular church. So if you were in one state, you'd pay church money to the Roman Catholic Church, another one you'd pay it to the Baptist, another one you'd pay it to the Congregationalists, and on and on. And so they would require people to send money, like a tax, pay a tax to the church. That was establishment. In some places, they even required you to attend. Kind of parallel to what we have today with government schools, which I consider to be a religion. I'm offended by the fact that at least we don't have compulsory attendance laws anymore. I'm still offended by the fact that I have to contribute money for this kind of indoctrination of secular humanism. But understand, the Bill of Rights was passed in 1789. In Connecticut, they continued to have an established state church that was funded by taxpayers until 1818, not 1789. In Massachusetts, it continued to 1833. In New Hampshire, they still had towns paying Protestant ministers until the end of the century. And until the middle of the 20th century, many states required that you be a Christian or at least a theist in order to be a public official.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalist. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go
below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sport performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us, and it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of 5-star reviews for yourself. I've got 2 in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Mainstream propaganda. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, I just played that prayer that triggered the first female Muslim lawmaker in the General Assembly of Pennsylvania. It triggered her when a Christian woman got up and prayed. Prayed in the name of Jesus. Prayed for the peace of Jerusalem and so forth. Maybe she was upset about the fact that she prayed about Israel or what. She didn't attack anybody though. She's praying for the peace of Jerusalem. Do they not want the peace of Jerusalem? I mean, wouldn't the people who live there want that? Nevertheless, regardless of what you think about this, and it's kind of interesting because APAC, the American Israeli Political Action Committee, is happening right now, and the Democrats have always in the past gone there, to get support from American Jews. Not this year. It's like kryptonite to them, most of them. Kamala Harris, for example, she's always gone there to court Jewish money and Jewish votes and so forth, but not this year. No, they have had a pivot towards Islam, and they understand that these are antithetical to each other. Here's the question for you folks in the future. The Democrats were so on the side of the LGBT groups. At what point are the Democrats going to pivot from LGBT undying support to opposing them because the Muslims want that? Because the Muslims are going to be a majority if we continue the immigration policies that we have here. And of course, the Democrats would like to see that. And the Muslims are as opposed to LGBT as they are to Jews. Let's understand that. And we've got Ilhan Omar attacking Pelosi. Because Pelosi went to APAC and She said that we have to be vigilant against bigoted or dangerous ideologies that masquerade as policy, and that includes BDS. What is BDS? Well, that is a movement that Ilhan Omar supported in the past. Then when she was running, she said, no, I don't support it. But in fact, she does support it. It stands for Boycott, Divest, and Sanction. And this is directed against the state of Israel. And so she has supported that. And Nancy Pelosi, in trying to keep bridges open to both Muslims and to Jews at the same time, goes to AIPAC and says, we are against BDS. Now, Omar does support BDS, like I said, even though she told people she had supported it in the past. She was called out about that before the election. She said, no, I don't support that anymore. And now she calls out Nancy Pelosi for supporting that. As reported by The Hill, Ilhan Omar pushes back against Nancy Pelosi for pushing against BDS. Ilhan says, a condemnation for people that want to exercise their First Amendment rights is beneath any leader. And I hope that we find a better use of language when we're trying to speak as members of Congress that are sworn to protect the Constitution. All right. Well, then why don't you talk to your fellow female Muslim who has just gotten into the General Assembly in Pennsylvania and talk to her, Ilhan, about the First Amendment? You want to support the First Amendment? Start there. With your own people, with your sisterhood of the traveling burkas, who are all traveling here, by the way. Despite her stated position on BDS and her history of anti-Israel, anti-Semitic remarks, reports Breitbart, Pelosi appointed Ilhan Omar to the House Foreign Affairs Committee in January. When Omar accused that supporters of Israel owe, quote, an allegiance to a foreign country, Pelosi defended her and said she wasn't intentionally anti-Semitic. Well, let me tell you, again, this is another double standard. We have seen Rashida Tlaib, who, as she won the primary, she is surrounded by people who are wrapping her in a Palestinian flag, not an American flag. I mean, remember, she won the primary to go to the American Congress, not to represent Palestine, but Rashida saw herself as a representative of Palestine. Her mother's putting the flag around her shoulders. They're dancing, and they're all going, li-li-li-li-li. That you've heard that, right? And then she's in tears talking about how she's had all of her relatives in Palestine calling her, congratulating her. Nothing about America that I heard. So we want to talk about an allegiance to a foreign country. That cuts both ways. Cuts both ways. And quite frankly, I'm tired of people who do have an allegiance to a foreign country, whether it's Israel or Palestine, doing things that are in the opposite interest of America. So it cuts both ways. But we do have the freedom to express, unless you say something that Islam doesn't like. And then you are hateful, you are bigoted, and you will be shut down. By YouTube. Or by other people. Who are working in this censorship. You know, when we talk about the free exercise of religion, when we talk about the Establishment Clause, again, as I said, states had established religions, and those religions, the state religions, continued in Connecticut, in Massachusetts. Christianity and theism were recognized into the mid-20th century in many states. But real establishment was having to pay a tax or maybe even attend a particular church. And that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about people freely exercising their religion. Because of the Supreme Court decision in the mid-20th century, they basically began censoring the free exercise of religion. You know, there's even an organization called Freedom From Religion. That is not a constitutional idea. But that essentially encapsulates everything that has followed that Supreme Court decision that went back to the letter that Thomas Jefferson wrote to the Danbury Baptists. They were very concerned. They said, your political opponent says that you hate Christianity, that you hate Bibles. You had people who, based on what John Adams was saying, were burying their Bibles in their backyard because they figured that Thomas Jefferson was going to send out SWAT teams, put it in our current vernacular, SWAT teams to do no-knock raids and take your Bibles. Well, he wasn't going to do that, and he reassured them that the First Amendment put a wall of separation around the federal government. Not around the churches, not around the individuals, but around the federal government. There's a wall of separation that separated them from doing anything about that. And he's not going to bother the Baptists in Danbury. And yet you had, in the mid-20th century, a liberal Supreme Court justice who took that phrase out of that letter and treated it as if it was a constitutional principle. It is nowhere found in the Constitution. And it was an assurance that the federal government would not interfere with the free exercise of religion. And they used that as a pretense to interfere with the free exercise of religion. That's what our government has done with everything. That's what they did with the FISA court. The FISA court was created in the mid-20th century. It's created in the 70s, actually, but it's the mid-20th century that they had already started tapping the public's phones. And after the Frank Church committee hearings in the Senate, after the Pike committee hearings in Congress, they said, we've got to do something. The NSA, the CIA, the FBI are out of control. They're spying on the American people without warrant. So we're going to set up the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act that created that court that was then used to spy on American citizens, to get a search warrant for Mr. and Mrs. Verizon. That's how they've turned everything upside down. And of course, they were featured front and center in the attack against President Trump and his campaign. But we were telling you about this for a long time, years before that. We were telling you about this before the Snowden leaks were out. And then that underscored it. And now it's been underscored again in the attacks against President Trump. They always take the very mechanism, whether it's the First Amendment or whether it is the FISA court, the very thing that was set up to prohibit a certain activity, and they invert it, they pervert it, turn it inside out, and use it as a weapon against the very thing it was set up to protect, the free exercise of religion, or the privacy of individuals in America to not be searched without a search warrant, without a reason. And we've seen this over and over again. So when we talk about establishment, you know, it's kind of like forcing you to go to a church. It's almost like forcing you to pay for the Democrats' infanticide rights, R-I-T-E-S, otherwise known as abortion, and calling that insurance under Obamacare. You know, if you like your religion, you can keep your religion. Or you like your insurance, you can keep your insurance. Well, those weren't true. But we're going to talk about how people are starting to realize what I talked about yesterday. It looks like the Trump administration has really found the key to shut down Obamacare.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalist, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, and the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, you like your religion, you can keep your religion, they say. Unless they don't like your religion, then you can't keep that. Just like the insurance, right? We were told, you like your insurance, you can keep your insurance. Well, that wasn't true either, was it? As I said yesterday, we had an amazing turnaround in the Department of Justice. And I said, is this a turnaround because of William Barr being the new Attorney General? Because, you know, basically, this is the first time we've had somebody other than Rod Rosenstein be Attorney General. Rod Rosenstein's on his way out. Jeff Sessions, who was never a factor, he was a figurehead. Jeff Sessions is gone, and now William Barr is there, and I was asking the question, does this indicate that we are now going to have an Attorney General who isn't controlled by the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein? Because he's not there. I'm sure there's plenty of people left behind who think like Rod Rosenstein. Maybe William Barr is going to take control of the Department of Justice, and maybe William Barr is going to be on the side of President Trump. Let's hope so. That might be what's going on with this. We've had this reversal, as many people said, a stunning reversal from the Department of Justice, who had said in the wake of a Texas district judge's decision that agreed with the fact that since the Congress had struck down the penalty, and since Judge Roberts had used this legal prevarication to say that the penalty was a tax, and therefore they could force people to buy private insurance, to buy a product from somebody. What an absurd chain of logic. And again, I talked about that in length yesterday. It was so stunning, the reversal from Roberts, that the person who is writing the biography on him said it was confused. Legal analysts couldn't understand what his train of thought was. Nobody could understand it. But it didn't matter because he, you know, just thumbs up or thumbs down to something and it goes. He doesn't have to have a good reason. It doesn't have to withstand any kind of logic or legal scrutiny. It's just he says so. And if five of them say so, then that's it. And we need to move beyond that fiction, because that is a fiction. We are not to be ruled by politically appointed people who are there for lifetime. Are you kidding me? Nine people in black robes? It's like something out of the Lord of the Rings, who are there forever And whatever they say goes. You didn't elect them. You can't get rid of them. But whatever they say goes. It's like, no. I'm not going to be ruled by a bunch of Nazgul. And we need to go back to Andrew Jackson, who said they've made their decision. Let's see them enforce it. Because I've got authority under the Constitution to do certain things. And I'm going to use that authority. But we go back and we take a look at this, as people are saying, we've had questions from the very beginning. The Constitution obviously does not allow the federal government to order people to buy something. They don't have it. Now, Ruth Darth Vader Ginsburg argued that the Commerce Clause allows them to order us to do anything that they want to do, right? Now, again, as I was saying, they always take something that is there to protect, and they use it to destroy liberty. In this particular case, the Commerce Clause was there to make sure that we had a free trade zone throughout the various sovereign states. To say that one state was not going to erect tariffs for products that were going to transverse their border. And yet, it's been used in exactly the opposite way. That's one of the reasons why, during the debates, little Marco Rubio mocked President Trump and said, lines, you're talking about lines. I don't know what you're talking about, these lines. Well, he knew what he was talking about with the lines. It was pretty shallow. It was the fact that you had had lines, the state boundaries were pretending that you could not have competition with insurance rates across state boundaries, which is exactly what the Commerce Clause was set up to stop. Anti-competition across state boundaries. And they didn't use the Commerce Clause in the proper way. Instead, Darth Vader Ginsburg says, oh, well, we can order you to buy something because of the Commerce Clause. No, it's just the opposite. The Commerce Clause is there to stop anti-competitive regulations. And we have anti-competitive regulations and insurance rates. And that was one of the clauses that President Trump was talking about. He said, well, we're going to empower people to have tax benefits, to have purchasing power, to buy the insurance that they choose. We're going to have competition. We're going to have information about different insurance companies as well as about doctors and hospitals, whether they're good or bad, so that people can be informed consumers, empowered financially, and have a choice in a competitive marketplace. That's what the Commerce Clause should be protecting. Instead, they use it to protect a mandate from government to force us to buy a product that we don't want to buy. So you had a couple of lawsuits. You had lawsuits that were brought together by various Republican states. You had the National Federation of Independent Businesses brought together a lawsuit against this. We've had a Florida judge, district judge in Florida, Judge Roger Vinson, had said that it's unconstitutional to have the mandate, that the individual mandate section could not be severed from the other 450 sections of the 1,000-plus page ACA statute, the Obamacare statute. You know, we call it ACA because everybody knows it's not affordable care, right? It's not affordable, not after what it did to insurance rates. Then you had the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit. It said, yes, the individual mandate is unconstitutional. And they also noted that the Obama Department of Justice had admitted to the court that Section 1501 could not be severed from the statute. Nevertheless, they severed that statute, that section anyway. The section that was about the so-called tax, which is really a penalty. And then they went ahead and upheld the rest of the law. But now you've got this judge in Texas, O'Connor, who ruled with the states and said, no, because the Congress has shut down the penalty, we are going to say that since that was the prevarication that Judge Roberts used to force this mandate down everybody's throat, now that justification is gone, and so is Obamacare. And the Department of Justice, under Rod Rosenstein, was saying, well, we're going to continue to fight for the rest of Obamacare and keep it there. Now they've suddenly reversed now that Rosenstein is gone. So I see that as very positive in a number of areas. And just remember again, the many lies, the pyramid of lies from Obamacare. It's not just about, oh, you like your insurance, you can keep your insurance. No, that was a lie. But also, as I pointed out yesterday, they went in and did a net asset sweep. In other words, they stole money from investors who were told that they could have a federally insured a federally backed mortgage investment. And the Obama administration just went in and reneged on that and stole the money from them. A net asset sweep. Kind of like the civil asset forfeiture. Oh, I'm going to take that from you. That's your asset. We call it an asset. That makes it sound like something in capitalism, doesn't it? And that makes it evil, doesn't it? They're wonderful at these labels. I'll call that an asset, and then I'll seize it or I'll sweep it under the rug to get my subsidies for people. No, they're just stealing property. They're stealing property left and right. We have the federal government as stealing property from people. We have them partnering with local law enforcement to steal property from people on the roads, to take your homes, to take your businesses, to charge those homes, those businesses, that cash with a crime and never charge you with a crime, make you sue them in court. And the people who are hurt most by this are the poor people who can't afford to sue them in court. These are the lies, the way they turn our system upside down. And that's what they've done with Obamacare, and I'm glad to see this thing being turned right side up. Now, the question remains, what happens going forward in my mind? Because it looks to me like we're done here, right? I mean, they never shut down the theft of property from the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac people. Unfortunately, they lost that lawsuit. And that's a sin. That's a crime as well. But these people, now that they've appealed this, and the case is now on appeal before the U.S. Court of Appeals in the Fifth Circuit, the head of the Department of Justice's Civil Division filed a notice saying the Trump administration agrees with Texas that the individual mandate is unconstitutional. So if the Department of Justice isn't going to continue the lawsuit, aren't we done? I mean, you got, it was the federal government who was defending Obamacare. If the Department of Justice isn't going to defend Obamacare, and we won at the lower courts multiple times, seems to me like it's done. All right, folks, I haven't done a plug here, but if you want to help InfoWars, you want to help us in the independent media, fighting for a free press, fighting for your free speech, go to InfoWarsStore.com. We still have our 50% off, our double Patriot points, and free shipping store-wide on all InfoWars Life products. Some of the products are up to 60% off that were part of our flash sale during the 50-hour broadcast we had last week.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com. Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We've got a lot of news about what's happened to free speech, what's happening to free movement in the European Union. And they're coming right up to the edge here on Brexit. This is something the people in the UK need to think about. And people in Europe as well as here. And folks, even if you're not in Europe, this is going to affect you. Because all of these tactics are coming to America. And to Europe, and to China. They're just using China as a test case. China is the beta tester for this. So first they try it out in China, then they move it to the European Union, then it comes to California and the rest of the United States. That's the pattern that we've seen over and over again as we lose our freedoms. So we're going to be talking about what's coming up with that. We'll be talking about not only smart cities, but smart walls. That's a great way to describe the smart cities, quite frankly. But it's also being sold. Some people are trying to sell smart walls instead of a physical barrier at the border. Is that wise? Well, we'll take a look at that coming up. And we're going to talk about this measles state of emergency declared in Rockland County, New York. Barring anyone younger than 18 who is unvaccinated against measles from public places until they get a vaccine. How about that? Now that right now is for 30 days. They say, well, we're very proud of this. This is the first time it's been done in the country. We are so forward looking. Yeah, they are. And we'll talk about why, this is so dangerous. But this segment here, we got a short segment at the top of the hour. This caught my eye a couple of days ago and I haven't talked about it yet. We have Rick Perry. You haven't really heard too much about Rick Perry. He's at the Department of Energy. And remember, once upon a time, Rick Perry ran for president. That was before he had the glasses. He's now supposedly smarter because he's got the dark horn rim glasses. But I don't know if that helped his memory or not. Because when he was running for president, he said, well, I'm going to get rid of three departments. This one. And what was that third one? I can't remember. Well, it was the Department of Energy. And now he are the head of the Department of Energy. And the glasses don't seem to have helped his memory at all because he was going to get rid of that department. And he is not only doing that, but he is also doing the work that we've been so concerned about in terms of protecting the environment. You know, we had, and we'll talk about this as well coming up, the Green New Deal is now turning into the Green No Deal. Mitch McConnell and the Republicans said, let's put that Green New Deal up to a vote. And the Democrats, for the most part, refused to vote for it. I think there were three Democrats who voted against it. AOC came out rabidly defending it and said, I'm for clean air and this and that. Well, no, that's not what your Green New Deal is about, occasional cortex. It is about taking down entire industries and lifting up other industries. It's not about whether or not the environment is clean or not. As a matter of fact, at a group that I worked with at one point in time, there was a guy who began with the Environmental Protection Agency at its very beginning because he wanted to stop pollution. But then when it turned into an organization to take down certain energy sectors and then to subsidize other energy sectors, he says, I'm against it. And he got out and he started working against the EPA. But the same thing is happening in the Department of Energy as well, under Rick Perry. This guy who had basically come to power working with the oil industry is now working against the oil industry in favor of the nuclear industry, coming up with nearly $4 billion worth of loan guarantees for nuclear power construction. And as they point out in this article from the Daily Caller, the U.S. nuclear industry is suffering from an unfriendly market because they're competing against cheap natural gas and renewables that are subsidized by other people in the government. Why don't we just get rid of the subsidies for favored industries and let them succeed or fail based on their merits? Yeah, you can have regulation to say that it's clean or not. And maybe you ought to take a look at whether or not these nuclear power plants are clean and safe as well. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
And now, through the end of March, we are running the biggest special of this year so far. It matches any other special we've ever done. So this is the best deal we've ever offered. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide. 50% off all the supplements. A bunch of other great deals as well. Double Patriot points. Instead of 5% on each order towards your next order, you get 10% right there in your profile. Sign up for auto ship. Cancel anytime for free. Get an additional 10% off on your next order. That's 20% off. You add that to 50% off and store-wide free shipping. Most of these products are loss leaders. So I want to thank you all for supporting the InfoWar. I want to encourage you today to get great products at the 360 Win at InfoWarStore.com. Voting with our feet, voting with our dollars, voting with our mouths, voting with our speech, voting with our action. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide at InfoWarStore.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I was saying at the top of the hour, we've had a lot of subsidies for so-called renewable energy sources. And now we're getting subsidies for nuclear power plants who seem to have renewable licenses. I remember when they built a nuclear power plant not too far from my home in North Carolina, and it had a 25-year license, and that's long since passed. And they've had some equipment failures there because it's getting old, and so certain things are failing and so forth, but they just keep renewing the licenses of that plant as well as many other plants in perpetuity, essentially. Because even as these things age beyond their engineered useful life, they just keep patching them up and keep going ahead and going forward with this. And that's very concerning to me. Because as we've seen with Fukushima, things can get very, very dangerous. And once you have a nuclear accident, that's around for eons, okay, for thousands of years. And one of the things that happened at Fukushima was not a reactor accident, based on the failure of some coolant system as part of the nuclear reactor, but it was a failure of the coolant system for the stored waste. And so the waste that is stored typically at these nuclear power plants has to be kept cool. That failed because of the earthquake that caused the flood. The flooding caused that to fail and caused the backup power to fail. And once that failed, the nuclear waste that was on site began to melt down, melt through, and pollute things in a very dangerous way. And so the question is, how are these things then economical? Because you're not, and this is what I said when I opposed it in North Carolina. I said, you haven't factored in the cost of maintenance. You haven't factored in the cost of the maintenance of the waste that has to be stored for hundreds of years. Hundreds of years, and the energy that has to be used to keep that waste safe and so forth. You've got all these different issues. Even the nuclear power plants, after they have operated for a sufficiently long period of time, they themselves become so radioactive that they need to be disassembled and stored as separate pieces of nuclear waste. So it's like, how do you even know what the cost of that is going to be? And you're not factoring that into the cost of energy right now. You're kicking that nuclear can down the road to future generations. And that's not economical. It's not ethical. And yet you got Rick Perry out there, even though we've had six nuclear plants close in the last 6 years. Why? Because you can generate power cleanly and efficiently using fossil fuels. And reliably, I would say, as opposed to the heavily subsidized renewables. So what does the government do? You have a solution out here. You have a situation where in the United States, we have more coal than Saudi Arabia has oil. And so it's got to be coal that's bad. We make coal the energy. Why? The enemy. Why? Because we don't want America to be self-sufficient. That's why. You can make the coal very clean and efficient, but we got to shut it down. We got to bankrupt anybody that does that efficiently. And we got to subsidize the competitor industries out there. It's like, fine, you want to have renewable energy, you want solar energy? I'm all for that. Just make sure that it is competitive, that it is efficient. If it wins in the marketplace, I'm all for it. But you make sure that the coal is clean, and if it can be clean and competitive, then what's the problem? I'll tell you what the problem is. The problem is they don't want America to be energy independent. That's the problem. That's the real problem, the elephant in the room. And now we got Rick Perry out there giving $4 billion in loan guarantees to the nuclear power industry because they can't compete. This is why we don't need a Department of Energy. It was Richard Nixon who created the Department of Energy at the same time he created the EPA. Two more strikes against Tricky Dicky. That's why I can never support that guy. 55-mile-an-hour speed limit was about enough. But then he did wage and price controls. He created the Department of Energy. He created the EPA. He opened up everything for the communist Chinese. Oh, actually, maybe the real president, Henry Kissinger, did. And then declared the war on drugs, which is basically a UN agenda that had been laid out specifically 10 years earlier. And Richard Nixon, without any constitutional authority for any of those things, said, well, we're going to have a war on drugs. I just thought of that. Yeah, you thought of it, right? Let's talk about, as we're talking about a war against our freedom, Rockland County, New York, as I've mentioned earlier in the program, has declared a measles state of emergency, and any unvaccinated minors are now banned from public places. And so you might ask yourself, how do they know? Well, they don't know. But local police will not be asking, they said, for documentation of vaccinations, but they will enforce it retroactively if a parent is found to have allowed their unvaccinated kids into public spaces. So now it's not enough to ban unvaccinated kids from schools. We got to ban them from public places. And these are the same people, I would remind you, the CDC pushing this panic and the mainstream media jumping on and selling it. Why? Because cable news, CNN, MSNBC, Fox News are mostly supported by pharmaceutical companies. That's why they're pushing this, folks. It makes absolutely no sense that they would bring in things like Ebola and say, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. And it's like, look, you know, I've got a county commissioner here in Dallas. He's going to go in the apartment where these people had Ebola. He's going to lick the walls there. And it's like, okay, fine. He didn't get it. I'm glad he didn't get sick. But understand that there is a thing called risk. And if you get Ebola, the risk of death is many orders of magnitude higher than it is for measles. As a matter of fact, as Freethought Project points out, in 2017, Physicians for Informed Consent reported in the British Medical Journal that every year, approximately 5,700 U.S. children suffer from seizures as a direct result of the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine, the MMR vaccine that they are now trying to make universally mandated. And they said in the United States, measles is generally a benign short-term viral infection. 99.99% of measles cases fully recover. See, that's what we're talking about, risk. Yes, you can, if you go through the data, you can find somebody somewhere who had a very bad reaction to it. But that is not typically the case. 99.99% of the time, you are not going to have a serious reaction to it, especially if you're a child. It gets more serious as you get older. As it has not been proven that the MMR vaccine is safer than measles, there is insufficient evidence to demonstrate that mandatory measles mass vaccination results in a net public health benefit in the United States. They said while there is a risk of seizure from contracting measles, according to the data, the risk of developing seizures from the vaccine is 5 times higher than the disease itself. And the seizures from MMR vaccine are far worse, according to the study, and do permanent harm. For example, 5% of the febrile seizures result in epilepsy, a chronic brain disorder that leads to recurring seizures. Annually, about 300 MMR vaccine seizures, about 5% of the 5,700 people who get seizures from taking the MMR vaccine, will lead to lifelong epilepsy. We have just had, as I reported earlier, last week, $110 million has been paid out by the special master in charge of the secret vaccine court that they don't want you to know about. In 1986, They gave legal immunity to the vaccine companies. They came to the Reagan administration and said, we're going to be out of business. So many people are having adverse reactions and they're suing us in court. You got to give us legal protection or we're going to stop making vaccines. They said, fine. Nobody can sue. If you got a problem, you can go to this special court and the taxpayers, if the special court, and it's not a real trial, you don't have the power that you have in a real trial. But if it's so obvious that they can't avoid it, the special court will hand out awards to people. And guess what? Taxpayers in the United States have paid $110 million in just the first quarter of 2019 to people who were damaged or killed by vaccines. But of course, they're perfectly safe. And you don't have to worry about that. And we can mandate it and ban you from the public space if you don't get them. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWars.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost, but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Cover this in a bit more detail later, but of course everybody is absolutely amazed at what happened with the Jussie Smollett case. All these charges being dismissed. You got even Rahm Emanuel, but especially the police chief there, furious at the sudden dismissal. And so I wanted to get somebody from Chicago. We've talked to him in the past, Eugene Warwick. He has been fighting City Hall, fighting corruption in Chicago for decades now. He's the only man in the nation to win over a decree that came out of the courts. It was called the Shachtman Decree. It was put in there because of corruption in Chicago. And it was a case of him being punished for politically supporting somebody, which is his right to do. But he was also working for the city at the time. They recriminated against him because of a campaign there. So I wanted to get an update on that and also what's going on with his case as he's trying to appeal this to the Supreme Court, because even though he won, Chicago refused to pay him. So he's appealing this, which is exactly what you would expect Chicago to do, right? And of course you can follow the case on Facebook. He's got a page, Eugene Warwick, and that is spelled W-Z-O-R-E-K. So joining us now from Chicago, I wanted to get a take from him as to what he thinks about this Smollett thing as well as what's going on in the courts. Joining us now is Eugene Warwick. Thank you for joining us, Eugene.
Yeah, it's just corruption. I'm just going to make a statement, and then I'll let my consigliere tell me.
Okay.
No litigant has ever pushed back against the Supreme Court so hard like we are, but we've won this, and we're still winning. So I'm going to give it to Tim now.
Okay, all right. And so joining us also that's working for his lawyer that's working for him, or actually, I don't know, Tim is probably just giving him legal counsel, but Tim O'Donnell, go ahead, Tim. Oh, okay. Tim's not on yet. All right. While we're waiting for Tim to get on, Eugene, tell me a little bit about your take as to what's going on with the Jussie Smollett, because you're right there at ground zero. Everybody across the country is looking at this thing, just shaking their head. What's that? Okay. All right. So he's gone. So we're in the middle here waiting for Tim O'Donnell to join us. And as we do that, I'll just tell you what I have seen from afar. It has now come out that a former aide to Barack and Michelle Obama had sent an email to this prosecutor, Kim Fox, saying, you know, go easy on him. You know, he's an actor, so he gets a pass, just like Michael Jackson. We told Barbra Streisand, hey, he's got sexual needs, you know. It doesn't matter what he did to kids. They didn't die. Yeah, he molested them. I fully believe them, but it isn't a big deal. And so, you know, we see the same thing from a guy who is trying to draw attention to himself and very recklessly doing things that could lead to violence in that area because he's pushing a race war. And he just gets a pass. And it now also turns up that he was given, that this prosecutor, I should say, Kim Fox, has a George Soros connection. Paid $408,000 to help her get elected. But now joining us from Chicago is Tim O'Donnell. Go ahead, Tim.
Hi, David. How are you doing this morning?
Doing good. Tell us, give us a little bit of an update because, as I said, we've got the Smollett case in Chicago. We've also got the Supreme Court and Obamacare, and especially John Roberts, I know is a big part of your case. His decision, his flip-flopping on Obamacare is now being put in the spotlight again because of recent developments in lower court decisions about Obamacare. But give us a little bit of an update as to what's going on in your case. If you got any comments about Smollett with you being there in Chicago, tell us. Go ahead.
Well, actually, I'm in Atlanta. I've been helping Eugene. He's been in Chicago. I think Smollett's interesting in the fact that we had to look at it as a potential obstruction of justice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
I mean, I don't see how else anybody can look at this. You have a former first lady and a former president that appears to be heavily involved in this guy walking scot-free after a 16-count indictment by a grand jury. I mean, that's unprecedented.
And the police chief who is black, the police chief who is black is furious about it as well. I mean, even Rahm Emanuel, who's got connections to the former Obama administration, is upset about it. But I think there's another aspect of this that's very important, and that's how much money Soros has put into these local district attorney races as well as the state state attorneys general races that he has funded across this nation, because that's how you get this type of action to forward a political agenda. But tell us a little bit about your particular case and where that is, because I know that, you know, as we're looking at Roberts's decision about Obamacare, Justice Robert, that is now coming back into play. He's also, John Roberts is also very much a part of your court case. Remind us of what's going on with your court case. Give us a brief overview and then tell us where you are right now.
Okay, well, there's been a great deal of back and forth between Eugene's filings and essentially the clerks. But on at least two instances now, with multiple counts of each instance, we have the clerks basically saying that after Eugene has reported essentially federal crimes to the Supreme Court. That's U.S. 18 U.S.C. 4, misprision of felony, 18 U.S.C. 2071, concealment, removal, or removal, mutilation generally of physical evidence, U.S.C. 2076, willfully refusing or neglecting to forward any report, document, certificate, or statement, witness tampering, 18 U.S.C. 1512, and 42 U.S.C. 1985, conspiracy to interfere with civil rights. These have all been reported to the Supreme Court, among numerous other crimes now, in at least one letter and two affidavits by Eugene. And, you know, the misprision of felony statute is not, it's not ambiguous. It's not optional whether or not the government official reports that onto, you know, essentially the military or law enforcement for correction.
And let's just back this up again a little bit, because we've talked about this before. What you found, first of all, Eugene won in terms of the Shachtman decree that was put there to stop this kind of punishment of people who, because of their, who they supported, an employee of the city. If they didn't like who you supported, they would punish you. So they put in the Shachtman decree. They violated that. He won on that, but then they wouldn't pay him on that. And in the process, what you guys discovered was that they were falsifying the transcripts, and not only for your case, but for other court cases. Is that correct?
And it wasn't, yeah, that's correct. And it wasn't just falsifying. A number of the transcripts were falsified. Several of the medical, key medical transcripts were hidden from evidence for 5 years, which of course was just over the statute of limitations. And so that was interesting. And then some have been lost forever because the tapes can't be found.
Wow.
If there's
wow.
No tapes,
and so you saw that at the local level and you appealed that to the Supreme Court, and then the Supreme Court, you had clerks who just said, no, we're not going to look at that.
Well, actually, that was all at the federal level. Eugene's case, because it was a Shachtman decree case, started at the federal level. So he never went through municipal court with this. This is all supposed to be happening at the highest levels of laws in this country.
Every so where does it stand at this point?
Reported to this court happened at the highest levels of law in this country.
So you've appealed for justice to the Supreme Court. Because people have made criminal actions against rules of evidence and so forth, falsifying it, hiding it until the statute of limitations. Where are you right now?
Well, it's interesting. This is an entirely constitutional matter, and it appears that Justice Roberts has abdicated Article III authority. We just don't know if that's true or not. We're in the process of trying to establish that. It is Eugene's right. Under the Constitution right now, Eugene has unique standing as a witness for the citizens of the United States. I mean, it's singular. I don't know anybody else that has that. But since he holds firsthand testimony and evidence of these crimes, which he's reported, now the court at present appears inclined to do absolutely nothing regarding this, you know, that puts Eugene in a very unique position to push to check this court's Article III legitimacy. And if it's not an Article III court, then it has no standing.
That's very important. You know, we have allowed the Supreme Court to just act as a law unto itself, not only in Obamacare, but in all these different types. The very important court case, Eugene Warrick, W-Z-O-R-E-K.
Wars are like 12-round heavyweight boxing championship fights. It's about who wants it, who's prepared to go the longest, and who's ready to do the damage. We took on Hillary Clinton. We stopped her. We got a nationalist in. Nationalists are getting elected all over the world right now. We are winning. But those of us who are at the very front line, at the tip of the spear, are under unprecedented attack. So I come to you each day and try to explain to you that this is a war of attrition. This is about who wants it most. And you know the persecution, the censorship, the sponsors, they've taken everything. I am in your hands. You are in my hands. I need financial support, and I got products you and your family need. It's that simple. Thousands of great products, whatever's award-winning, whatever's best-selling, what folks love, what I love, we bring it to you at InfoWarsStore.com. So please, go to InfoWarsStore.com today, look at all the great products, because we're in your hands, I'm in your hands, and your support is beyond critical. Thank you.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalist. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you. And now, through the end of March, we are running the biggest special of this year so far. It matches any other special we've ever done. So this is the best deal we've ever offered. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide. 50% off all the supplements. A bunch of other great deals as well. Double Patriot points. Instead of 5% on each order towards your next order, you get 10%. Right there in your profile. Sign up for auto ship. Cancel anytime for free. Get an additional 10% off on your next order. That's 20% off. You add that to 50% off and store-wide free shipping. Most of these products are loss leaders. So I want to thank you all for supporting the InfoWar. I want to encourage you today to get great products at 360 Win at InfoWarsStore.com. Voting with our feet. Voting with our dollars. Voting with our mouths. Voting with our speech. Voting with our action. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
From InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
Trying to make some sense of it all. But I can see it makes no sense at all.
Yeah, we're trying to make some sense out of what's going on in Chicago, what's going on in the Supreme Court. I've talked for a couple of days about John Roberts' background, this atrocious, ridiculous, absurd Obamacare decision that he made, writing both sides of it. All the people, even the people, the person who is a CNN analyst writing a biography of John Roberts, said all the legal analysts just don't understand what he's, it's just schizophrenic, it makes no sense at all. Of course it doesn't. It's just they wanted to do this. They put the word out to Roberts, make it happen. And he does. So whether or not he's just their puppet or whether or not they had something they were blackmailing him with, we don't know. But we do know that there is absolutely no rational legal justification for that. That's why we had on Eugene Warrick and his lawyers talking about the fact that they have brought back to the federal court, and again, there's so much corruption in Chicago, recriminations against city employees because they give money to a political candidate. Oh, we'll punish you for that. Your job is gone. That's what they did to Eugene Warrick about 30-some-odd years ago. He fought them, and he won in court. The only person to win one of these Shachtman decrees. And the Shachtman decree was put in, it was a decree from the federal courts because of the corruption there in Chicago.
And then Chicago is so corrupt, they refuse to pay him. And so they go through this court case, and the process, as you just heard, they find out that they have withheld evidence from them, hidden evidence until after the statute of limitations. They found that they had falsified transcripts in a way to overturn this verdict and so forth. So they appealed to the federal court that had issued the Shachman decree all the way up to the Supreme Court, say, we've got evidence of criminal actions here in Chicago. Do something about it. And John Roberts and his clerks refused to do anything about it. And so when we look at what's going on with Jussie Smollett, are we really surprised about this? Here's what I'm surprised about. I'm surprised that Rahm Emanuel, and I don't understand the political angle there, and I'm not going to get into it that deeply, to try to get into the head of Rahm Emanuel to find out why he is criticizing this. He's right, and I've never seen Rahm Emanuel be right about something, so I'm wondering what his angle is. Why is he telling the truth for a change? I don't understand the angle behind Rahm Emanuel telling the truth. I can understand Rahm Emanuel lying about any and everything, but I can't understand why he would tell the truth about this. He says it's a whitewash of justice. He said a grand jury could not have been more clear. What's going on with this? Well, what happened is you've got an attorney there, state attorney general, who said, all right, the grand jury looked at the evidence. They indicted him. 16 felony counts of disorderly conduct earlier this month he was indicted on. He's accused of lying to police regarding the January 29th incident. A lot of people, black and white, are furious about him lying about that. And there's a good reason they should be angry about it. We should all be angry about it. When you lie about racism, and this is something that is pretty common with the Democrats, when you call everybody racist, right? Then you're basically crying wolf. And there is real racism. And we do need to be able to react against it. But what you're doing is, when you make obviously false claims, you are inoculating the real racists against that, because people don't believe it anymore. So, but I can understand why Jussie Smollett would say, hey, yeah, I can get a lot of attention if I call people racist. And yeah, every time you see any kind of a political protest or whatever, you got people on the left, the millennials and the Antifa people are out there, racist, racist, racist. So, yeah, I can call people racist, and I get a lot of attention, further my theatrical career. And a lot of people who are black, the black police officer there in Chicago, very angry about that, angry about what he did from a standpoint to push this racism narrative falsely. But also, I think, angry because they got put on a wild goose chase, right? A snipe hunt. There were no snipes out there. And so his attorney said there was no deal. The state just dismissed the charges. Why would the prosecutor, Kim Fox, do that? Well, she got an email from an aide to Michelle Obama, saying, yeah, I want you to help him out on this. So a lot of people have reported that. She also got $408,000 from George Soros. And I've reported many times how George Soros has been spending hundreds of thousands, in many cases millions of dollars, to get local district attorneys elected, because these people are going to be political hacks one way or the other. Yeah, George Soros would love to see more racism, more division, and so forth. He's got a lot of agendas out there, and he's going to put people like that in office. And he's gotten a lot of local attorney generals elected across the country. He's had some success. He's had some failures. Where he has failed, like in San Antonio, is when the person that he's spending millions of dollars against, whether it is a sheriff or whether it is an attorney general, if they point out that George Soros is funding this massive campaign against them, then people say, oh, I understand what's going on now. And that typically backfires on him. The chief communications officer for the Chicago police added, Chicago police detectives did an excellent investigation. Their work was reaffirmed by an independent grand jury who brought 16 criminal counts. In our experience, innocent individuals don't forget bond and perform community service in exchange for dropped charges. And so what he's doing is, he had put up bond, and he just forfeited that bond. And then he did some community service. You know what he did for community service? He worked 16 hours for Jesse Jackson's Rainbow Push Coalition. He offered critiques to the video department for 16 hours for Jesse Jackson. That's it. That's it. That got him off the hook. During that time, he also worked in bookstores. He stuffed envelopes and he offered critiques. Photos show him posing alongside members and volunteers of the organization. And that's it. So he forfeits the $10,000 bail. Says, I'm not going to ask for that back. And I did 16 hours working for Jesse Jackson and I'm done. Meanwhile, George Soros spent $408,000 on Kim Fox, the prosecutor, so-called prosecutor in this particular case, to get her elected. And she ran on a platform where she said, we want to focus on, quote, restoring faith in our criminal justice system. Good job. Good job. Yeah. This, folks, is why you don't want to have the Electoral College go away. Let's play a clip from Eric Holder. Talking about the Electoral College, because not a day goes by these people don't push abolishing the Electoral College. Here's Eric Holder doing it yesterday.
Well, and I'll stick with this issue, but I'll also say I think we ought to do away with the Electoral College. You know, we have a system now that was it's a defect in our democracy. We have had in the last five elections two presidents who did not win the popular vote. The presidency is the one office in this country that represents all of the people.
Well, many of us would think that Eric Holder was a defect in our democracy. And he is now the end of an error. E-R-R-O-R. But these people who want to get rid of the Electoral College, just understand that if we get rid of the Electoral College, there will be no campaigning in any place other than a few urban areas like L.A., Chicago, New York, and those corrupt, concentrated areas are going to be electing the president. Do you really want to give that much political power to Chicago after you see what happened with Jussie Smollett? After you see what happened to Eugene Warrick? After you see what has happened in various elections there? Do you really want the big cities who can come in and say, well, yeah, look at this. You know, we got a lot of people here and we just happen to have 95% turnout. And guess what? They all voted Democrat. And we just wiped out the votes of everybody else in the rest of the country. You really want to have that happen? Eric Holder does. The Obama people do. George Soros do. The founders were very wise when they created the Electoral College. It has both elements of state representation against the central government as well as proportional representation. But it's a head fake. The real danger is the census.
It's simple. If you want to beat the globalists, if you want to take on the New World Order, I'm not doing Bitcoin pump and dumps with Jack Dorsey. I'm not sitting here selling you cancer cures. I'm not sitting here, you know, selling you late-term abortion and all great it is. I just go out and say, what is the top heart pill? What is the top? Turmeric's the best seller because it's anti-inflammatory. And what's the best lab in the country? Okay, they're the highest rated. I'm like, you're only 50% curcuminoid? Well, yeah, they only put $5 product in the bottle, but that's still incredible, sir. And I'm like, what's the highest you could do? Month later, 95%. No one's ever done. I said, how much does that cost per bottle? That costs $10. No one's ever done that. Sir, the average competitor is 3 to 5%. The top brand's 50%. I'm like, we're going to have 95% curcuminoid. I mean, you understand, like, that's like our information's explosive. Our fish oil. I go out and I get the cleanest, the best. My children take it. You think I'm going to give you fish oil that isn't the very damn best on my soul? You think I'm going to screw somebody over like one of these devil worshipers? Never. InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse Preglinone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful Preglinone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, we ran up against a commercial break, and I didn't get to finish what I wanted to say about the real danger to our elections. The real danger to our elections, folks, it is dangerous for us if they get rid of the Electoral College. The Electoral College is genius. It's a genius of compromise by our founders. It has elements of proportional representation. In other words, the number of electors that each state gets, plus it was, and this was by design, the founders were very careful. They're very suspicious about all power being concentrated into Washington. They've now been proven right. One of the means that they had to make sure that that didn't happen was the direct appointment of senators gone, and the Electoral College, which they're trying to take away as well. But they wanted to use the states as a check against that consolidation of power into the federal government. And so the Electoral College has elements of both proportional representation in terms of the number of electors that come from each state. It's kind of like the number of congressmen that come from each state. But then there's also a sense of regional power in the sense that you have a winner-take-all state by state. So you round it off. You don't, you know, if you got 10 electors from a particular state, one candidate gets 60% of the vote. You don't split the electors 6 and 4. That candidate who won gets all 10. So that is an element of regional representation. So it was a great compromise in an effort to try to keep power from being concentrated in Washington and to keep power from being concentrated into a few populist areas, which we know are also corrupt. That's why we don't really put too much stock in the reports that Hillary Clinton won the popular vote, because her popular vote was concentrated in areas that are known for stuffing the ballot. And so part of the genius of the Electoral College is not that it has failed. The genius of the Electoral College, sorry, Eric Holder, is the fact that it saved us from Hillary Clinton and Al Gore. Not that George W. was much better, but he was better than Al Gore to some degree on some issues. Probably Al Gore would have done the same stuff. In terms of the Patriot Act and other things like that, I have no doubt that he would. But when you talk about getting rid of the Electoral College, they don't have the votes to be able to do that. Certainly not now. It's going to require two-thirds of the House, two-thirds of the Senate to support any constitutional amendment, and then three-quarters of the states are going to have to validate that. And again, that's on a state-by-state basis. That's not saying that you're going to have a popular vote. Again, that element of state representation. So they're not going to get rid of the Electoral College. That is being talked about because they don't want you to pay attention to the real power grab that is happening out of your sight. Have you ever noticed this in the news cycle, how they'll throw something up here to keep you from looking at that over there, and that over there is really the important thing? Well, the really important thing, and I want to hammer this down because I don't hear anybody else talking about this, and I really see this as a danger. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you guys don't agree with me. See if you agree with me. If you take away this question on the census that has been there for a long time, it was taken away by George W. Bush, and the Obama administration didn't have it in there. But now the Trump administration is rightfully putting back the question into the census, asking if you are a citizen. Why is that the most important thing? Well, first of all, that is the only reason why you have a census. That's the only constitutional reason. They don't need to know all that information about you because they got all this metadata that they're collecting on you. You're putting all your information up there on Facebook. They can just scrape it off of there if they want to. Anybody can. No, the real purpose of the census was to count how many citizens you had in a state so that you could apportion representation in Congress. You could determine the number of Congress people that were representatives into Congress that were going to come from each individual state. And that changes as one state loses population, another one gains population. And it also affects the number of electors in the Electoral College. They don't have to get rid of the Electoral College if they can pack it, and they can pack it if they can count people who are foreign citizens criminally trespassing here, welcomed into these sanctuary cities, which, by the way, are the same cities, same states and sanctuary cities, same sanctuary states that are welcoming people because they want to use them as their power base. And that's the way they will do it. If you count foreign citizens in the census, then that will give more congressional representation to those sanctuary states. It will give them more representation in the Electoral College, and they don't need to get rid of the Electoral College. And even if they wanted to get rid of the Electoral College, they might have enough people in Congress that they could get this passed. That's why nobody is talking about that in the mainstream media, in my opinion. I think that is the real danger. Not that they're going to get rid of the Electoral College by a constitutional amendment. The real danger is that they're going to pad and they're going to increase their representation in both Congress and in the Electoral College by counting people who are citizens in another country here illegally, criminally here. Count them for representation. The Democrats are pretty clever, and we're getting our head handed to us on some very strategic areas. We're going to talk about that coming up in the next hour, what's happening with the European Union and how that is all going to affect us here in America, how that is coming towards us as well. I just want to remind you, however, about the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to support independent free press, if you want to support your free speech, support us here at InfoWars. And the way we've done that is to set you up as our sponsor. We don't have big pharmaceutical companies as our sponsor. We don't have big corporations who can pull the plug on us overnight. They did pull the plug on us on social media, but you can still keep us going, and we may wind that back if we can keep the free press going, because there's already a legal justification, a Supreme Court decision that says that what they did is not allowed. But they have a model of corporate ownership where the internet and now eventually the entire world is going to become a company town that is administered by a few corporations if we continue down this path. Folks, if you want to support us, we did a 50-hour broadcast last week talking about free speech. And we had as part of that a special, a mega special, 50% off during those 50 hours. We had various other specials that we brought in as flash specials, some of them 55% off, some products 60% off. We have free shipping store-wide. We have double the Patriot points. That's our system where you can get future discounts based on the number of purchases that you get. You accumulate points. You can use that for further discounts. So you get double Patriot points. You get 50 55-60% off in some cases, and free shipping store-wide. Take a look at the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. You are our only sponsor. And if you don't sponsor us, we go away. All right, let's take a quick look. Again, going back to this story about vaccines, we have in Rockland, New York, they're not only banning the kids from school, now they're going to ban them from the public space if they don't have MMR vaccines. And just to recap what I said earlier, Physicians for Informed Consent 2017 reported to the British Medical Journal the fact that you have approximately 5,700 U.S. citizens suffer every year from seizures because of the vaccine. A much higher risk of getting a seizure from the vaccine than from having measles itself. Only 0.01% of kids who have measles get a seizure, but it is much higher than that for the people who get vaccines. And they said of the 5,700 kids who get seizures directly from the vaccines, 5% of them develop epilepsy, which is, again, much higher than you have with measles. As a matter of fact, your risk of getting a seizure from the vaccine is five times what it is getting a seizure from measles. You understand? It's about risk. It's about percentage. Nothing in life is 100% safe, but it's about having informed consent instead of dictates and mandates. And so that brings us to the cancer cluster. What do these two things have in common? Well, in 1986, the government said you are not going to have any ability to recover damages from a pharmaceutical company if you're damaged by their vaccines. They knew their vaccines were damaging people. There had been multiple studies. I've talked about some of these studies in the past. Prior to the 19, for vaccines, for the telecommunications stuff, in 1996, you had Bill Clinton sign the Telecommunications Act 10 years after the 86 immunity for vaccine damage to the pharmaceutical industry. They said, you're not going to be able to stop cell phone towers based on health concerns. And as I pointed out, in Poland alone, they'd had a 14-year study, about 150,000 people in the military every year, and they found anywhere from 3 to 8 times an increase in cancer based on exposure to this type of radiation. And there were very specific cancers.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. I tell you, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master builder. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately. Because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done. Because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. defending the American dream. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As we have a county in New York banning children from the public place if they haven't had the MMR vaccine. And again, you ask, how are they going to do that? Well, the police said, we're going to do that retroactively. And if we find that you haven't vaccinated your kids, you know, I guess they'll presumably go back and track your movements. Because, you know, they'll probably can do that even in a small town in New York. They'll be able to do that everywhere if we allow this model of the Chinese surveillance that has now already been enacted in China, if we allow that model to be foisted upon us. But there's something else that they don't care about your kids being exposed to, and that's electromagnetic radiation. As I said, in 1986, they gave immunity to the vaccine companies for damage caused by vaccines. 10 years later, 1996, they did the Telecommunications Act, said if you're concerned about the health effects of cell phone towers, shut up. We're going to shut that down at the federal level. And they have in the past shut down lawsuits that are very similar to this particular case right now in California. This is a California elementary school. They've had 4 students, 3 teachers diagnosed with cancer. And they said that's much higher than we typically see for this particular type of cancer. And it's happening here in this school. And the school has a cluster of cell phone towers that were put there. They're paying the school. Sprint is paying the school $2,000 a month to put the cell phone tower on its property. Now, this same type of thing happened in New York, interestingly enough. Not in the same county where they're forcing people to expose their kids to vaccines. but they had a situation there. Again, it was a cell phone tower that was put on the grounds of the elementary school because they paid for it. And they had a cancer cluster there, and they said, sorry, you can't sue us because we got the 1996 Telecommunications Act protecting us, just like they got the 1986 Act that protects the vaccine manufacturers from being sued about any health effects with that. One of the parents whose son was treated for brain cancer in 2017 said the school district has cited an obsolete American cancer study in keeping the tower in place since the controversy erupted 2 years ago. And I've reported to you many, many international studies. Again, the Poland study of their military personnel went over a 14-year period. The study had been completed before the 1996 Telecommunications Act. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't be surprised if that's the reason that they gave them immunity. It was a very large study, 14 years, about 150,000 military people each year were evaluated based on their exposure, based on different types of cancer. And as I said, they found that particular types of cancer went up, very specific types of cancer went up by 3 to 8 times. Those same results were duplicated in other European countries throughout the mid-2000s. And yet, when you had a cancer cluster just like this at an elementary school in New York, they said, sorry, you can't sue because of the 1996 Telecommunications Act. And it's going to get a lot worse because with 5G, everybody is going to be at a cell phone tower cluster. They will be everywhere. And of course, they come back. The industry comes back and says, yeah, but it's a lot less power. Well, these cell phones and these cell towers, after they did this evaluation, they were less power than when they had done these studies because they dropped it down. But the fact that it is less power is offset by the fact that you're closer to it, right? Just like when you hold up your phone, that's less power, but you're holding it right next to your head. And they've had studies that show an increase in brain cancer and other issues like that. These 5G antennas are going to be every 50 feet. But guess what? It's worth it. Why is it worth it? Because it's going to be used to control you. It'll be used for profits for the big corporations, and the government will be able to control and track your every movement. So they don't care if you get cancer from those antennas.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us, and it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on Earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, we have some developments in the Green New Deal. GND now doesn't stand for Green New Deal. It stands for Green No Deal. No deal in the Senate. And it was a brilliant political move by Mitch McConnell to embarrass. We have so many people running for president in the Democrat Party primary that are senators that he decided that he'd put them on record on the Green New Deal. Occasional Cortex put that out. They were very upset with her because she told everybody where this is ultimately leading. And it is leading to total austerity and a transportation lockdown. And this is already being implemented across the EU. Not only are they coming after our free speech, but they're coming after our ability to move. They're going to lock us down in the cities. I've talked about this many times, but new legislative initiatives in the European Union are really driving it home. They don't want you to see what's going on in Europe. That's why I'm going to tell you about that. And they didn't want you to see where this is going. As Alexandria in Wonderland explained to everybody, it's going to mean that you don't have any meat, you don't have any cars, you're not can't take a plane anywhere. I mean, we've just had Hawaii in a lavish train deal. I mean, the people in Hawaii and California who are all over this idea of socialism and collective transportation controlled and owned by the government, forget about the warning signs that are screaming at us like a red fire engine on the Drudge Report about what's going on in China, where you got millions of people not allowed to make a step if the government doesn't like what they're doing. And we already have gotten a taste of that on social media. I mean, how can you think that even here in the United States, we're not going to be subjected to this when you look at what they're doing on social media? Banning people, shadow banning people for what should be considered to be innocuous comments. But regardless of whether they're innocuous or not, they're protected speech. That's always been one of the foundations of our freedoms here. It's been free speech. And you don't like what somebody has to say? Then get in their face and say it. And we've always had very highly charged rhetoric. As a matter of fact, it's been much more highly charged in the past. I was just talking in the beginning of the program how in the race between John Adams and Thomas Jefferson, John Adams was telling scurrilous lies about Thomas Jefferson, saying, he's going to confiscate your Bibles. You better bury them in the backyard. And people were. I mean, that all kinds of crazy stuff. Slanderous charges made about every kind of candidate. That was always the case. And people can look at that and they can sort that out. We're adults here, and if we aren't, we get what we deserve. The way to oppose false speech, the way to oppose hateful speech, is with more speech, not with censorship. That is not the path to take. But so we have Mitch McConnell coming out and saying, let's have a vote on this. As Sir Hedge points out, not a single Senate Democrat voted for the Green New Deal. As I said, how embarrassing is this? How embarrassing is this legislative agenda put out there by Alexandria in Wonderland? And again, folks, it isn't that she got it wrong. It isn't that she misspoke. What's embarrassing for them is that she told the truth about where this is going. And not even California or Hawaii can build a train anymore. They just can't get it done. They run out of money before they can get it done. So, you know, you can't even move within Hawaii. How are you going to get to Hawaii if she gets the Green New Deal? As Sarah Hedge points out, so embarrassing was it that when Senate Majority Leader McConnell tried to force the Democrats' presidential contenders into an embarrassing vote over the berserk MMT, and that is the modern monetary theory. It's basically, I think it's better to describe MMT as magic money theory. That's really the way it ought to be described. We just got magic money. That's part of the Green New Deal. We just print a lot of this magic green stuff and just, you know, drop it out of the sky for everybody. So the magic money theory, including climate change proposal, which Republicans were confident that even sober liberals would oppose, not a single Democrat voted for it. Instead, in the vote, which was blocked late on Tuesday with a vote of 0 to 57, 43 Democrats voted merely present, including the Senate's half-dozen presidential candidates, so they could sidestep the GOP maneuver and, as Bloomberg put it, buy more time to build their campaign positions. Well, while they're at it, maybe they should come up with some concrete proposals on how they're going to do reparations instead of just demagoguing our way into a race war, which is really what their purpose is. You know, race war, maybe they don't want a race war. Maybe they just want political power and they'll demagogue their way in. But of course, they'll get the race war if they demagogue their way into political power with this. And they're just fine with that, quite frankly, because all they really care about is political power and their political privilege. And they'll be in their underground bunkers as we all fight it out, black versus white, after they got everybody hating each other over the reparation stuff that they have absolutely no way to implement. No way whatsoever. We've got to call them on that racist BS that they're selling everybody in order to get political power. Mitch McConnell said, I could not be more glad that the American people will have the opportunity to learn precisely where each one of their senators stand on the radical top-down socialist makeover of the entire U.S. economy. You know, I may not like Mitch McConnell, but he is a master politician. He really got that right. As President Trump said, don't kill it too much. Don't kill it too much. Yeah, totally dead. No, don't kill it too much because I want to run against it in 2020. Three Democrats did vote against it, against the Green New Deal. You have Joe Manchin. His state was the one that Hillary Clinton tried to destroy economically because its economy is heavily based on the coal industry, West Virginia, along with Senators Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona and Doug Jones of Alabama, who and Angus King of Maine. Doug Jones in Alabama, he's in a tenuous situation. He's got to toe the line because he's not there for 6 years. He's going to have another special election, and people are going to be looking at how he voted in Alabama, and he doesn't want to get too far into the crazy agenda of the left. Meanwhile, according to Mashable, Alexandria in Wonderland obliterates the claim that the Green New Deal is elitist in a stirring speech. They think she really nailed this. And I'm going to tell you what she said. See if you think she really nailed this or if she is just pivoting to a completely different issue of this. So they put it up. They said, watch every second of this. She is so incredibly spot on. No, she isn't. She said, as one person, Republican Congressman Sean Duffy, said about the Green New Deal, if you're a rich liberal from maybe New York or California, it sounds like a great deal because you can afford to retrofit your home or to build a home that has zero emissions, that's energy efficient. And she got upset with that. And she gave an impassioned speech right back. And this is what she had to say. This is not an elitist issue. This is a quality of life issue. Oh, we have pivoted now to talking about pollution. And remember earlier in the broadcast, I talked about a friend of mine who went to work for the EPA because he was concerned about pollution. And then when it became a means of shutting down one industry and rewarding another industry, when it became a weapon of industrialized fascism, he said, no, I'm not going along with this. And that's basically what AOC is doing. They want to sell you the Green New Deal to say the planet is going to melt down and we're not going to be able to have kids, or if we have kids, they're going to be born into a dying planet and so forth. But then it's not about climate change, where she gets called on her absurd conclusions, because it's not just her conclusions. This is the plan coming from the UN, the 2030 Agenda for Sustainability. Smart cities for dumb people. Dumb politicians for even dumber people. We have the dumb leading the dumber. And she says, you want to tell people that their desire for clean air and clean water is elitist? No, that's not what it is. The elitism is in determining which industries are going to rise and fall. We'll be right back.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We were talking about the genius, political genius of Mitch McConnell, putting the Green New Deal up for a vote in the Senate. And as some people said, so the Democrats proposed the bill. These are comments on social media. So the Democrats proposed a bill. McConnell calls a bluff, holds a vote, and we're the bad guys. Right? Or another one. Imagine being against your own ideas. Another one. Democrats not voting to approve their own climate legislation. Well, that seems kind of newsy. I'm told that this is very urgent and an important matter, but now it's a sham? That's curious, isn't it? Why is it so urgent and important, but then when you put it up for a vote, it becomes a sham? And all of the Democrat senators, six of them, who are running for president, punted on this. I'm just present. I'm not voting yes or no on the Green New Deal. Not looking. Nothing to see here. I know nothing. They all turn into Corporal Clink, right? But not Alexandria in Wonderland. The occasional cortex continues to rage against the machine. She says, we're told that it's elitist. Yes, it is elitist. It is alarmist. It is junk science. It's been disproven. It can't stand up to scrutiny. Whenever we try to get these people to publish their data, they run for the hills. They run for the lawyers, quite frankly. You can't make them show me the data. We saw it with Michael Mann, the guy who invented the hockey stick myth. He wouldn't show us the data, even though he had published his conclusions, even though he had been corresponding with people at East Anglia University in the UK about climate gate. Say, we've got to hide the decline. It doesn't match our predictions, all this stuff. No. I don't want you to see that. That's private. No, it isn't. You did that while you were being paid on your job, paid by taxpayers, while you were on the government computer, and you published the data already. You published your conclusions, I should say. And those conclusions were used to craft public policy, but now we're not allowed to see the data? Because, of course, it's all about science, right? Well, then you don't have to worry about that. And when Scott Pruitt told the people of the EPA, if you're going to do something and it's going to be used to publish for public policy, you're going to have to show the data. They freaked out. They ran him out of town. And yet, AOC comes back and says, don't call me an elitist. This is science. Tell that to the families in Flint whose kids have their blood ascending in lead levels. I'm quoting her. Their brains are damaged for the rest of their lives. Call them elitists. Well, you notice what she did here. She pivoted from, not listening. Yeah, that's Colonel Clink right there. She pivoted from climate change to pollution and then conveniently omitted the fact that it was the government water supply that wasn't being properly overseen by Democrats there locally or Democrats at the federal government. They were lying to the people and covering up what was going on there. Yeah. Pollution is a real thing. That's why I have my own water filter, which I bought at InfoWarsStore.com, by the way. You can get one there, too, as well. Because it's not just if you're getting your water from Democrats. You can have somebody dump glyphosates in a rural area where we live. You got to worry about the groundwater supply and what people are dumping into the groundwater supply. So you can't trust anybody. Filter your own water. Or shut up. But it's not about pollution. We're talking about climate change. Yeah, there he is. He's drinking. That's Barack Obama drinking his water. Don't worry about the fluoride in there. It's good for you. Drink hearty. And if you say anything else, you'll be censored by Facebook. But, you know, how can, and again, I just hold it. We're talking about science here. So I always ask people when they want to talk about this, oh, go back to the Harvard studies showing small amounts of fluoride, smaller than what we typically have with many jurisdictions putting in the water. Let's not talk about that for a second. Let's just talk about the fact that you're saying that fluoride is good for you. So therefore, let's medicate people through the water supply. And it's like, whoop, wait a minute right there. You're going to medicate people, even if fluoride was good for you, you're going to medicate people through the water supply. You're going to dump this into the water supply. That means you've got one size fits all as far as dosage goes. I don't know where that's ever true. Don't you, for any medicine, have a different dosage for an adult than you do for a child? Don't you have a different dosage for maybe, in many cases, different adults? How do you control or know what the dosage is if you just dump it into the water? That right there, folks, is should be the end of fluoridation of the water. And then we can get into the details of what it really is, the stories that show what is it. But we're not even talking about that. We're talking about the negligence in Flint, Michigan. We're talking about the fact that they had a crummy distribution system that was leaching lead into the water, and they were very slow to tell anybody about it. And people basically didn't know anything about that until they started seeing the brown water and started doing their own investigation. And, of course, the feds didn't do anything about it either. And we've had this type of situation many times in rural areas where there was a chemical leak or into the groundwater, and the government knew about it for a long time, didn't tell anybody about that. But AOC may not be too smart, but she's clever because she pivots from climate change to pollution. She ignores the fact that it was failed local Democrats and failed federal bureaucrats who didn't protect the people, and then says, well, that's what this is about. And it's not. And then she pivots back to climate change. And she says, well, we talk about the cost of the Green New Deal. Don't tell me about cost. Yeah, it would be a waste of breath to talk to her about economic costs. She said, as towns and cities go underwater, as wildfires rage our communities, we're going to pay. Well, we've talked about it for a long time, why the wildfires are raging communities. It's because of incompetent policies by the government that's supposed to be managing the forest. They leave the dead wood there. And so whenever there is a fire that is started by whatever reason, you have literally gasoline containers on the ground. That's what happens when this dead wood is left there to decompose. That used to not be our policy. I've talked about this many times, and I'm going to get back into that again. My uncle was a forestry professor. He told me this was going to happen decades ago as they changed their policies. And President Trump has called him out on that as well. He knows what's going on with it. So, elitist, alarmist, yeah, they are. They are, absolutely. As we have had AOC say, it is so bad, you just shouldn't have kids. You know, we've only got 12 years left, so why would you bother to have kids? As the Babylon Bee satire site like The Onion pointed out, everybody breathed a sigh of relief when she said she wasn't going to have kids. But these people are saying that they don't want any of us to have kids. Here's an example. Let's play video clip number one. An example of a couple of people out there getting in tune with nature, telling us we shouldn't have kids.
Friends, we have enough humans on the planet. We don't need any more humans. It is not okay for women to have babies and stop contributing to the process. We don't need children. If you find yourself pregnant, there are
We're going to have more of this when we come back. This is just too funny. I can't let this go. And if you're watching this, you see the ridiculous hand movements of these people. If they're trying to convince people of their point of view, they're creating a lot of cognitive dissonance with those visuals. We'll be right back.
And now, through the end of March, we are running the biggest special of this year. So far, it matches any other special we've ever done. So this is the best deal we've ever offered. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide. 50% off all the supplements. A bunch of other great deals as well. Double Patriot points. Instead of 5% on each order towards your next order, you get 10%. Right there in your profile. Sign up for auto ship, cancel anytime for free, get an additional 10% off on your next order. That's 20% off. You add that to 50% off and store-wide free shipping. Most of these products are loss leaders. So I want to thank you all for supporting the InfoWar. I want to encourage you today to get great products at the 360 Win at InfoWarStore.com. Voting with our feet, voting with our dollars, voting with our mouths, voting with our speech, voting with our action. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out.
I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
Defeat the globalists, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call to talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Freedom to offend. There is no free speech. It's the David Knight Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, we had to go to a commercial break. That video that we were playing, though, I can't let that go with just a little bit of that. You've got to see that. You've got to hear that. I want to play that again. And as you look at this, you look at these women, and, I mean, you can hear it if you're just listening to this as an audio broadcast. But it's even more powerful if you watch it. The message that they're giving us is not the message that they intend. They keep telling us it's not okay to have babies. And as we were saying during the break, what the staff was talking about it, it's like, you know, what is the problem with these women? Are they damaged from vaccines or from, water pollution, lead in the water maybe? Maybe it's lithium in the water. I don't know what happened to these women, but there's something wrong with these women. But they're basically kind of going down the same path that occasional cortex has gone down. We've only got 12 years left. You should be having kids. We got to think about the kids' future. And so let's play a little bit of this as these people warn you about the apocalypse that is headed towards us. Here they are.
Prince, we have enough humans on the planet. We don't need any more humans. It is not okay for women to have babies and stop contributing to the process. We don't need children. If you find yourself pregnant, there are options, and you can have an abortion. No babies. Cut off the baby factories. We have
the natural world is collapsing around us, and that's actually happening right now. I've basically last year I came to the decision that I couldn't bring a child into that.
There's scientific consensus that the lives of children are going to be very difficult. And it does lead, I think, young people to have a legitimate question. Is it okay to still have children?
I don't want to do it. You can't make me.
It feels like, oh, interesting.
This Hillary thing, Hillary seems to think that she doesn't know anybody more capable than she is, and that may very well be true, that there isn't anybody more capable than she is. But she says, just give me a chance. Just give me a chance. Give me the seat, and maybe there's no way that we can stop this, but maybe there's a way. Trump is going to go exactly down the road, probably as fast as possible, into what Obama calls the worst possible outcome, which is widespread famine, widespread drought, civil unrest, total collapse of social structures.
That's true.
You keep going up and we'll start pumping up dead children behind you saying, follow that bird.
Yeah, beam me up. I think the spaceship has arrived for these ladies. They don't need to have kids. I tell you what, you know, as we look at this, if these women are depressed, there is a remedy for this. Maybe they don't want to have kids, but maybe they should consider a dog, a pet, a puppy. If you love a dog, this is a new study that's just come out from Healthy Pets. Actually, it's from Mercola. If you love dogs you might want to consider adopting one. Several studies have shown that you have a 2017 study that shows that dog ownership decreases heart disease and increases longevity, especially in singles and seniors. It can also dramatically improve life for people who have children. You know, if you make that mistake and you have a child, get a dog. Paraphrase Joe Biden, you know, get a shotgun. No, get a dog. You don't need to follow Joe Biden's advice on anything, but get a dog. They found that it helps to improve the physical activity ratio to screen time. In other words, instead of your kids staring at that computer screen all the time, they can be interacting with a dog and playing outside, because the dogs like, especially if you get the right kind of dog. I've got a border collie and he is always nagging me about exercising. It's like having your own personal trainer, because he's always wanting to. I've actually had to slow him down because he's so enthusiastic he cut his paw up. He's just kamikaze. He will not stop. It's just amazing how focused he is. So I have to, for his own good, I've had to do this twice now, cutting his paw up as I'm playing catch with him. And it's like, he just keeps going. The blood is flying all over. He's like, come on, let's do it again. they said a 2018 study said that by the Psychiatric Journal says that even people who are resistant to antidepressant pharmaceuticals or to psychotherapy, they found that even those people improved in terms of depression. Even if they are resistant to treatment for depression, a pet can help them. This is why we say, you know, the old axiom, if you are in Washington and want a friend, get a dog. You're not going to have a friend otherwise in Washington. President Trump definitely needs to adopt a dog. And the Democrats like kittens so much that, in fact, they have now pushed the Kitten Act. This will protect innocent animals from being needlessly euthanized by the government. Well, that's fine. They say we must stop killing kittens. The USDA's decision to slaughter kittens after they're used in research is an archaic practice, and it is horrific treatment, and we need to end it. But the only problem with that, and that's fine, I don't like them doing that to kittens, but these same Democrats also support killing human babies without any restrictions. And so I would say we need to keep the government from needlessly euthanizing human babies, but they don't care about that. It's only the kittens. They see abortion as a right, R-I-T-E. It is a religious ceremony to these people. And don't let them fool you by thinking that it is by telling you that it's about women's health. We've got the Maine governor introducing a bill to let non-doctors commit abortions. We've been down this road with Gosnell. We had measures that were introduced here in Texas, as well as in, I think it was Louisiana. The one that was introduced in Texas to try to protect women's health so they didn't die like they did in Gosnell's clinic. to make sure that people could get there if there was an emergency, because they are engaging in major surgery. That was struck down by the Supreme Court, 5-4, when Kennedy was there, with Roberts on the minority side, who was voting to sustain that bill. Then, in a slight variation, it came back up again in Louisiana, saying they've got to be within a certain distance of a hospital, and they've got to have somebody there who's admitted to the hospital to help. And that comes before the Supreme Court. They said, all right, we're going to win this time. Nope, you got John Roberts switch hitting again, to shut that down. So then they shut it down 5-4, thanks to John Roberts. And if you think that any of this is about women's health, look at those two votes. Look at John Roberts, the switch hitting traitor. Look at this bill from Maine that will let non-doctors commit abortions. You want to tell me that this is about women's health? Nonsense. Absolutely is not about that. One Democrat activist has warned the Democrats about their abortion extremism, and it is extreme, and it is nothing new. If you haven't seen the Gosnell movie, you really need to see that. I saw it over the weekend. Very, very, very powerful. I interviewed Philip McAleer last week. I've talked to him about the book in the past, talked to him about the movie. I had not seen the movie until this weekend. I bought it. That's one that you're going to want to keep and show to people, because it lays out all of these different issues. And it also lays out the fact that what Governor Ralph Northam of Virginia was saying about leaving the baby out there to die is not anything new. It was a part of the Gosnell trial. And it is standard. It's called comfort care. If the baby is born and they don't want it, it's born alive, they fail to abort it, they just leave it on the table and let it starve to death. And they call that comfort care. That's why Ralph Northam didn't think he'd really done anything wrong. And Kathy Trans, the person who introduced that in the state legislature, meh, no problem. No problem at all. And then they had to distract everybody's attention from that by doing the reveal of the blackface nonsense, of which everybody's now conveniently forgotten about that, just as that got them to forget about what he was saying about killing babies. It's amazing. Yeah, look at the squirrel over there. You know, that's, remember that scene from Disney's Up? All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Nourish a probiotic friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com. Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We've got one more segment, and I want to get into the Ministry of Truth and its many different facets. And that, of course, includes CNN, but it also includes Apple and Google and Wikipedia. A lot of news about how they are rigging results. Of course, there's been a lot of discussion about Google rigging the election. That is the ultimate goal of the rigging of our free speech. But I want to talk about some the latest comments that have come out from some of these people. We've got CNN's president, Jeff Zucker, totally unapologetic for the lies that they've been telling us for the last couple of years, saying, we are not investigators. The first thing they've said true in the last several years. I would agree with that. CNN, they are not investigators. They don't investigate things. They just pass on the press releases from the deep state, from the intelligence services, from the government agents that they've got working there. They are the mockingbird press, folks, in every aspect. They mock whatever the Democrats tell them to say. They are working, just like Operation Mockingbird, working for the intelligence services, pushing out that fake information. They are a propaganda organization. And so we'll take a look at that in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, if you want to keep genuine free speech, an independent press, if you want to keep your free speech, become one of our sponsors. You are our sponsors. We don't have corporate sponsors. We don't go to big pharmaceutical companies to fund us. So we can tell you the truth about what is happening in terms of health risks out there. And we offer you natural products. That's what we have at InfoWars Life. And we've got 50% off those at a minimum. We've got some of the products are 55, 60% off. Free shipping store-wide. Double Patriot points for further discounts. So take a look at what we've got at InfoWarsStore.com. To give you an example, all the Super Blue products, Super Silver Wound Gel and everything, the toothpaste, the mouthwash, Nano Silver, to fight against virus and bacteria. That's a natural product there that it doesn't have harmful side effects. You don't have to worry about that. And that's indicative of many of the products that we have here. 55% off those products, 60% off bodies, for example. Turmeric is a very effective natural ingredient. We've enhanced that with other natural ingredients. And that is 60% off, along with Brain Force Plus, DNA Force Plus. That's a big dollar savings on DNA Force Plus, our all-natural sleep aid knockout. Take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, 50 to 60% off, free shipping, double Patriot points. We extended this sale along with the broadcast that we had at the end of the week last week supporting free speech. So let's talk about free speech here. As I said, we got CNN's Jeff Zucker saying we are not investigators. Not investigators. That's right. He says, we are not investigators. We are journalists, and our role is to report the facts as we know them. Now, let's unpack that here. How do they know the facts if they don't investigate? And if they're not there when the event happens, they're not journalists. See, I've been a journalist a few times. I don't consider myself to be a journalist. You know, Sean Hannity said, I'm not a journalist. I'm an analyst. You know, we analyze, we investigate. That's typically what I do. I've been at the site of events. I was at the Bundy Ranch standoff. I walked through a asymmetric warfare training center where the military trains to fight Americans on American soil and American cities and so forth. I report about things. I go to the Bilderberg conference. I've been to a lot of different events. I've been to the DNC and so forth. When I'm at those events or those places, I can tell you what I'm seeing there. That's a journalist, in my opinion. If you're not there, then you are investigating and analyzing. And yet CNN did not investigate. They did not analyze. He said, our role is to report the facts as we know them. But how do you know if you weren't there and you don't do any investigation? You don't know. You're just reading a press release that you got from your minders in the preferred political party or the deep state intelligence agencies. CNN has gone on camera, and of course that was Project Veritas. Got a CNN producer on hidden camera, remember that? As Zero Hedge is going back and reminding us, they've got the embedded video on their article, We Are Not Investigators. Hidden camera, you had a CNN producer confessing to Operation, to Project Veritas, that the Russian story was all for ratings and that the narrative is mostly BS. And then you had CNN's Van Jones said, this whole Russia thing is a nothing burger. You had congressional correspondent from CNN who reported that WikiLeaks had emailed Donald Trump Jr. accessed information nearly 2 weeks prior to their public release. However, the network failed to verify the emails to date because, you know, they don't investigate. So what do they know? How do they know this stuff? Well, they don't. They just make it up. So the date on it was September the 14th. The emails had already been released publicly. In June, CNN reported former White House communications director Anthony Scaramucci was being investigated for meeting with a Russian banker ahead of Trump's inauguration. Scaramucci denied the claim. CNN eventually had to apologize for its inaccurate report. And they had a CNN executive editor, another editor, a journalist all resign in shame over the story. CNN claimed in July that Michael Cohen, President Trump's personal lawyer, was prepared to tell special counsel investigators that the president possessed advanced knowledge of the Trump Tower meeting between his son and a Russian lawyer and others. Cohen's lawyer, Lanny Davis, later told CNN had mixed up its facts and denied claims that Cohen had any such knowledge about the meeting. So how does Zuckerberg know anything, right? He says, our role is to report the facts as we know them. Well, they didn't report any facts and they didn't know anything. And yet you've got CNN's Brian Stelter talking about Jussie Smollett saying, we may never really know what happened. Well, how do you know if you don't do an investigation and if you're not honest? Nevertheless, these people will not abandon this Russia story. They never will. Why? Because it is good for business. And let's also not forget that it's not just the establishment media. It's not just the corrupt FBI, NSA, CIA, DOJ, all these alphabet agencies that are just corrupt. It's also the so-called conservatives, the never Trumpers that are complicit in this. As a matter of fact, let's get the, let's see, was that about Jussie Smollett that you got the Stelter video? Let's hold that because I've got a little bit of time here. As one headline from True Pundit says, we can never trust the media, the FBI, or the intelligence community again. You know, we've had these never Trumpers, people like Max Boot and others, Bill Kristol, who have used all this to falsely attack President Trump. I'm not a never Trumper, but I am a never truster. You should never trust the government. So when they ask, we can never trust the media, the FBI, and the intelligence community again, why did anybody ever trust these people? Do you not know any history about the FBI and J. Edgar Hoover? Do you not know the history of the NSA? Do you not know the history of the Frank Church Committee hearings? Do you not know about the Pike Committee hearings? Do you not know anything about history? Or do you not know the opinion of the founders of this country? People like Patrick Henry said, guard carefully the precious jewel of liberty and regard with suspicion anybody who approaches us. Let me tell you who's approaching liberty to take it. These very same agencies, the FBI, the Department of Justice, the surveillance state. They are the ones who are always coming after our liberty. Why would you ever trust these people? I am a never truster. Don't ever trust these people, especially somebody who has the power and the inclination to take away your freedom. Which brings us to Apple and Tim Cook and his, as the Onion pointed out yesterday, you know, they unveiled at the Apple event, tall, thin man without any ideas. And now you've got the analysts looking at this and saying, we got more questions than answers after this new business model. Apple is pivoting towards services. Well, of course they are. You got a saturated phone market and you've got a CEO who doesn't know how to innovate, unlike Steve Jobs that he replaced. And he's not coming up with any new products. That, you know, manufacturing marketplace is getting saturated in that particular aspect. And so he's decided that he's going to go into another saturated marketplace, that of entertainment. But he's got an agenda, and he's sitting on a big pile of cash. That's his big advantage here. So he's got a lot of services. They're going to offer a credit card. Wait a minute. Aren't there also a lot of credit card companies out there? And they got better deals than what he talked about yesterday. There's nothing new about that. Apple TV channels. Oh, wait, there's already Netflix out there. And as I pointed out, this is a very heavily saturated industry. They don't have any back catalog. I mean, you got Disney that just bought Fox News, and they're going to put all their catalog exclusively out there on their channel. Apple doesn't have anything like that. And as I also pointed out, people who are getting into the subscription video streaming stuff, a lot of times they'll go in, sign in just to subscribe to that for a couple of months because there's some hit show they want to binge watch, and then they're out. But don't forget how Apple backed the Southern Poverty Law Center. Mac Daily News hasn't. They said in August 2017, remember that Apple gave a contribution, a corporate contribution of $1 million to the Southern Poverty Law Center? And then they said, we're going to match employee contributions 2-for-1? And they said, yeah, they can do that as a private corporation, but why would they? And what is the board of directors saying about that? Well, of course, that would be Al Gore and others. Cool. Thanks for...
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.